You're listening to Jungle Janna Radio with Jungle Janna and Angel Garcia, only on LA Talk Radio.
Makes me laugh all the time every time I hear it.
Welcome
to Jungle Janna Radio, live on LA Talk Radio every Wednesday. And I want to welcome you back, Josh. Nice to have you here again. Angel Garcia will be coming in a little bit.
Now I don't hear anything. I can't hear Janna.
And, well, you can't hear me?
You need hearing aids? Can you hear me? Hi.
Hi, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Josh?
I love the song, Janna.
Janna, now we can't hear you.
You can't? I can hear you.
That's wild. How does that even happen?
I don't know.
Well,
we'll just start and he'll try to get back in.
Janna.
There's Angel. How are you doing, Angel? Well, we got one guy that can't hear us. Angel got to see us.
Now.
I can see Josh. Josh, can you hear me?
How we doing?
Good, because I can't hear you.
Oh, he can't hear us either.
Maybe I'll just
Josh can't
have
hear
a little
us?
Chat here for a sec.
I can hear you, but okay, everybody talk.
I'm back.
Can you hear us?
I can't hear anyone now. That's weird.
Okay.
So,
can you hear me, Angel?
I'm only 3,500 miles away from everybody right now.
Okay.
And all you have to do is go from LA straight down I-5.
Or you can go from Texas all the way.
There we go. Lost Janna again.
I don't know how you're losing me.
Bueno. For some reason, I don't hear anyone anymore. I'm
so
sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Everything was so fine.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
Okay.
So you guys need to turn something up.
You're
all good.
Reed, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, sir. Thank you. I'm Angel. Pleasure.
You guys want to go for a walk through my garden?
No, we're gonna introduce Reed now.
Well, real quick before you get introduced, I just want to make sure, Janna, I have a meeting here in just a little bit, but I wanted to come on here and Josh, I'm glad you're here. Reed, pleasure to meet you. That's Josh, last time Josh was on here, he was well over my head. over my head on the stuff he talked about, but definitely introduce Reed to us.
Okay, well, yeah. Reed has been in Costa Rica 27 years, and
it.
Tell us about how you got there and give us your backstory. Those are always fascinating and interesting.
Well, it kind of started out. My father and I ran a marine biology field station on Eleuthera, Bahamas.
I'm taking myself out.
And then while we were in the Bahamas, we kind of migrated into other areas and we decided to do a different track here in Costa Rica. And I came to Costa Rica on a vacation in 1999 and just kind of stayed here. I've been here now 26, 27 years. Ran a ecological field station for high school students and it's called Wild Studies. Did Wild Studies here in Costa Rica, brought groups of high school students, college people doing continuing education, teachers doing continuing education. It's all been revolving around either marine sciences or neotropical biology.
So
I'm almost scared to go to visit you, Janna, in Costa Rica, because it seems like everybody that goes never leaves.
Well, it's kind of the way it is.
It's a theme.
It's the theme.
Yeah, it happens all the time. You wouldn't believe it.
Hey, guess what? Guess who's back?
Thank you.
Guess who's back? Yeah. Eminem.
Hey. Josh is back.
Yay.
I don't know. All of a sudden,
kind of came down, fell in love with the place, met people, bought property, ran a tour company for 15 years doing waterfall rappelling, rock climbing, tree climbing, eco tours, certified national park guide, got into a bunch of different stuff down here.
And, that's incredible.
And are you glad to be, you come back now, because you're in the States now.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to tell y'all something that maybe everybody out in the audience doesn't know. You got married 2 years ago in August?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I officiated the wedding. I married them on Playa Preciosa on the Osa Peninsula, Costa Rica.
That is true.
The most nervous day of my life.
What were you, Josh? What did you do?
Well, I was,
he was the shot boy.
I helped set up the arch and would put some flowers bartender. Up. And I brought in the guy that played the guitar.
Right now.
Yeah,
I helped drink some of the beer.
Am I the only one that can't hear Josh?
I can hear Josh.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Just yell. I'll open my window because you just live right over there.
He said he didn't open his window because he lives right next to you.
Literally, I could shout and he could hear me. We're not that far away.
Oh my God.
Incredible.
Well, Reed, hey, we already know everything between each other. So we'll just.
Well, I want to know about the bioluminescence. Y'all were talking about that. Both of y'all were talking about that together last night.
We had a great tour with Josh two nights ago. We went out with Josh on the tour.
Yeah.
And had a great tour. He could just spectacular. But he did it again last night with some people.
So
people don't realize that it's all year round. Like people think, well, is there a certain time of year? It's glowing at night. And it's hard to explain to people. It's not just at night. It's the plankton is there all day as well. You just see it at night. You know what I mean? So it's there all day. But at night. So
can you hear him? He's talking about the plankton. It's there all the time. You just see it at night. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get Reed. Explain to me what it looks like when you're out there night before last.
It's like someone put sparkles of blue glow stick, poured it in the water. And when the boat sprays out, it's just like little sparkles of.
Oh, you can see it in the tail.
Oh, yeah.
It's like glowing water.
Yeah, it's like stars, like glowing sparks.
You know, the
like
amazing
thing like blue lightning bugs.
The amazing thing is we had Josh on last week, the week before, and talking about the whales. That's why I said it was whale over my head. And now, you know, then we had Blondie on here just the other day as well. And Blondie was really good and explained a lot of stuff as Josh did. And now, Reed, you're sitting here explaining something else completely different that we hadn't talked about. And it just seems like everybody has the stories of something that's just absolutely wonderful about Costa Rica and what it all has. And to me, it's just amazing. And like I said, I'm scared to go there because Reed went there, never left. Josh went there, never left. Blondie went there. Yeah, it's just an amazing thing.
I didn't know what to expect when I first came here, and I was just blown away by all the different things you can see, all the different, it's a birder's paradise. I mean, you come here, you see the scarlet macaws, the toucans, the parrots, and then you got the mammals in the woods, the monkeys, four species of monkeys, the tapirs, the jaguars, the pumas, anteaters, I mean, sloths, everything that you see on Discovery Channel. And then you got the marine life, and then you got the whales and the dolphins and the sharks and the snorkeling and the reefs and bioluminescence and turtles. And it's just nonstop.
And then there's the next day, because that was just today.
That was just today.
That sounds like 10
that was
years
just today.
Worth
that was
of things
this morning.
You'd see, but that happens daily, things like this. It's incredible. I mean, just saying.
That's what my mother's got a WhatsApp on her phone. She's 86. And she loves the WhatsApp because I can call her on video. And I'll go, look, Mom, and it'll be an anteater. You know, she loves wildlife. She has a kick with that.
We were out in La Leona last week with some friends visiting La Leona Lodge. And they had a tapir come right up into the lodge. And it was giving Jenny kisses on the cheek.
I saw that photo on your Facebook.
I mean, they're real special. Yeah. See, they're, you know, 200-pound, 300-pound vegetarian, basically. But they're...
It's
getting
like
more and more popular. Maria just saw one by her house here on the beach in town.
I saw a post not too long ago. There was one walking down the main road in Puerto Jimenez by the airport.
Yeah.
It's a cloven.
So when we were out on Playa Preciosa on Sunday, we saw tracks out on the beach. So they're becoming more popular and more prevalent around. They're coming out of the woods and getting more.
You were there the day the one chased Cowboy Henry.
Yeah.
And he was trying to photograph it on my property. He thought it was a pig with a long nose.
That's what I would have thought. That's exactly what I would have thought.
Well, you know, it had a baby with it, and you don't mess with a mama taper. Oh, she's like a refrigerator coming at you.
Yeah.
They're
family to hippos.
Yeah.
The only tapers we see over here is my wife at Christmas wrapping gifts. All those things. And we call her a taper. I'm just saying. Yeah. That's as close to a taper I've ever been.
The only ones I saw before were drywallers.
The wildlife something special.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, the guys, a good reason
to stay.
All they do is listen to AC/DC.
Yep.
That was the only tapers I knew back in the day.
But I will tell you this. You're a woman at Christmas taping. Might be dangerous as the other taper if you're in their way.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Not
and
true.
Don't.
That's true.
That is so true.
So Reed, let me ask you, how long did you say, and I may have missed it because I know you said you went there, was it 22 years ago?
I came here in 1999. I came in December 15th of 1999. I wanted to escape Y2K. I seriously thought that if something was going to happen, I wanted to be somewhere where I wouldn't even notice, or if it did happen, I'd have fresh water and fruits and vegetables and food to eat, and I could live off the land.
And no one even has a clock
down here.
I'm known to be very gullible.
No one has a computer.
Oh yeah.
Well, Reed is saying that he went backwards and rather than forwards with technology. So that it wouldn't affect them in any way, shape, or form.
There you go.
I literally spent New Year's Eve out there on Karate Beach, and I didn't know if Y2K hit or didn't hit for 2 days until I went back to town and everything was fine.
You know where I was on Y2K?
Yeah, I was out in Karate.
I was in Y2K on a plane from to South Africa, and the plane was empty. There was probably 20 people in it, but in the 747. Yeah. I had all these seats to myself. We just well, we're gonna find out, I guess. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, we somehow made it through that one. I remember I had a Gateway 2000 computer back in the day, right? And we're watching it count down, and everyone's online. So, are you still there? You know, and then of course nothing happened, right? So, hey.
We went forward, and we went. It's a different time in South Africa. Here's the funny thing that happened. So we're in my husband's brother's big house in front of you can see Table Mountain, and it's going to turn. You know, that midnight that night, because we flew through we went through it. So it was earlier, and his 8-year-old grandson went into the breaker box, and exactly at midnight while we're all standing out, we cut all the electricity off.
Oh no.
That's hilarious.
Great job.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That was pretty smart kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Great. Great for him.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Oh, goodness. So, Josh, you were telling me that you and Reed had talked about other things yesterday.
Well, I just want to go through a couple things. So, with bioluminescence, I learned that I didn't realize that it's a light that creates no heat. It's a cold light. So these things they create light, but it creates no heat. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And they call them.
You can have light without heat.
Right. It's light. There's no heat. They're called sea sparkles as well, because people are just like, it's just a sparkle in the water, but it's really a single celled organism. It's a a dinoflagellate, you know what I mean? Like it's there, and even though they're so small, when something swims by, it's a defense mechanism,
right? It lights up,
right? They're lighting up everything around them. They're trying to draw in a predator,
right?
By lighting up something else, and so the predator comes in to get that, not them. You know, even though they're so small, they still have this awareness to light up something around them to distract away from them. So it's just really incredible that something so microscopic can cause this much reaction around them. And then when you're seeing it, you know, and so we, on the boat, when we do these tours, we bring some strainers and we pick them up out of the water, and then you're grabbing them. Like you're actually, you have them.
I've made, here's what I've done with them. I get in the water and I make a, you know how you make snow angels in the snow?
Yeah.
I made the angels.
You make a bioluminescent in the water. Oh, it's amazing. And then stuff swims by. And it's like Disneyland with the Tinkerbell with the thing like this. It's little stardust going by. It's like, what's going on here? Then the stars are up here, and like, where does the heaven stop and the earth start? We have no idea. Everything's here. We go.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Well, bioluminescence. That's amazing. You know, I got fireflies. That's
fireflies.
They're good.
I thought
it could be like this, where you shake them up in a bottle, like the fireflies, and have a flashlight. Doesn't work.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you want to. You're doing experiments.
I'm just trying to see what. I don't know. We're always. Every day is a school day, is what I like to say. Every day is a school day. And so I'm always trying to learn more about what's around us and, you know, how to interact with it in a way where it's fun for everyone.
I have a question for Reed.
Yeah,
so how long have you been in Costa Rica this time? You've been there quite a bit.
No, we just got here a week and a half ago.
Okay, but what all have you done?
Oh my God, we've been on a roller coaster wind tour here because we had some friends of Jenny's that came down with us. And like I said, we went out on the boat at least twice with Josh. We went out to La Leona. We went up and sat in Rio Tigre and did some live streaming. We sat in the middle of the river and hung out there and drank some beer. I did some drone work and flying the drone around the river.
That's where you're getting all those great videos.
Yeah, I got a drone given to me for our search and rescue team. So I've just been playing around with the drone, learning how to fly, getting some experience with it. messing around.
Who is that?
How many of y'all follow baseball? Anybody follow baseball?
I've played baseball my whole life, but...
Do you know who Armando Galarraga is?
I know Andres Galarraga.
So Armando Galarraga is the guy who threw the perfect game that wasn't. The umpire blew the call at the end.
Is he related to Andres Galarraga from
the
Colorado
Rockies? Detroit Tigers.
Detroit.
Detroit.
Listen,
he threw a perfect game, and in the last hitter, the umpire called the guy safe, and he was out by a step and a half.
At first base, I remember this one.
And there's a documentary called 28 Outs,
okay.
And you can go watch that documentary.
We're going to find the documentary. I want to watch it.
It's an ESPN 30 on 30 or 60. And so you can find it on any streaming service.
Can you keep me back in the picture one more time?
Who, Armando?
Yeah.
We didn't really see him.
Come on, Armando.
So he's got stuff in the Hall of Fame. This is Armando.
Hi.
Armando.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, Armando. Great job. Great career.
Go Detroit.
You're a fucking
Go Detroit.
Great job.
He's from Detroit.
You know what?
Go Tigers.
Yeah, they're all in Costa Rica. Well, she's not in Costa Rica yet, but they're all live in Costa Rica.
It's come on down. Carlos, Costa Rica has no baseball players.
He's from Venezuela.
Who's
going to
be the first baseball player
from Costa Rica to
be in the MLB?
Go on Josh's boat.
There's never been one.
Yeah. That's amazing. There's,
you know, Panama's got Mariano Rivera,
yeah,
Carlos Lee, and those are big-time names. But
yeah,
Costa Rica, zero. It's weird.
So watch 28 Outs. It is an amazing
documentary. I will.
Okay, so let's go. Now that we're on the sports topic, listen to this. So I'm talking to Bobby Starr. Bobby Starr used to be on the show with me. Sam remembers. He was on with me and Amy Nelson, Willie's daughter and niece, granddaughter. And so Bobby and I are arguing. No, we're having a conversation about how long has American football been around? And now he's looking it up, 200 years. How long has baseball been around? Okay, a few hundred years. I said,
Abner Doubleday
been around. He goes, well, cricket's been around longer than that. I said, look up cricket, 500 years. And when he goes, and when he goes to, when he goes to soccer, it's over 2,000 years.
What are we talking about here?
How long the sports have been around?
It's only been you know, baseball, golf, maybe almost 200, but not even American football.
200.
Baseball's been around before football.
Soccer, forever.
That's true. I know that. Baseball.
You know, baseball. You know, people used to just. There's no gloves. Why do you think all these? Just saying, like people from Dominican Republic and Cuba, how they're all these great players. They never had a glove, and then they're learning how to play, and now they have a glove.
Yeah.
Why do you think there's so many great players?
Listen, like I said, I was going to have to cut it short.
Okay.
I'm going to have to get going.
You got
to
go hang with the big dogs, man.
Reed, I really apologize, but pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, it was great. Josh, thanks for having us on.
Hey, Angel, if I had friends that were in the Hall of Fame, going to be in the Hall of Fame, I'd probably go hang out with them, too. Talk to you later.
Hey, you're hanging out with the whales.
Hey, whales, yesterday, dolphins, humpback whales with babies, turtles, pelagic sea snakes, a big shark came by, you know, here we go. And this is just, that's just a day of the week. So,
well, y'all have a great one.
Thank you, Angel. All right.
Thank you.
We'll have fun.
Talk to you later, dude.
Talk to you later.
Hey, say hi to Armando, and we're going to watch 28 Outs, okay?
Don't forget, 28 Outs. Go watch it.
28 Outs. 28 Outs. Okay.
All right,
okay.
Y'all.
Ciao, guys.
Okay, now, can you hear him now? Talk.
Okay, now we got rid of Angel. Nope. Let's get into the
I still
real
can't
shit.
Hear Josh.
So I want to know from you. I'm going to talk to Reed for a second. Reed, I want you to tell me what your plans are for the future in Costa Rica.
Well, we're still working on our little house here, slowly building it up, and hopefully turning it into more of a vacation rental that will self-sustain itself and support itself, so that we can calm down whenever we want to. Our plan is to spend, you know, four to five months up in the north when it's nice out in the summertime, summer and fall, and then spend, you know, 3 or 4 months down here, and then 3 or 4 months out traveling, diving, exploring, doing stuff wherever we want to go.
Oh, that's right. You scuba dive now.
Yeah. Oh, I've been a scuba diver since I was 15 or 16 years old. Okay, so Jenny's the new one.
So where do you scuba dive? Where's your favorite place to scuba dive in Costa Rica?
I've never been diving here in Costa Rica.
You're kidding.
Nope, I've never. But you've been trying to get me to go to Drake's Bay with you, and I want to go up and do Drake's Bay, but it seems like it never coordinates out, never works out timing-wise.
You know what? The best time to go, for me, the best place to go out of Drake's Bay is Sierpe.
Yeah. Because
they take that boat ride, and then you could just do the tour from there. It's been really
cool. I've never done Canyon Island. I'd love to go to
Canyon Island. Is great.
Go and do that, but I've never had the opportunity. I had some dive gear here in Puerto Jimenez for a while. I mean, I used it out around the pier and whatever, just kind of screwing around.
No, don't log out. We're going to get you back on. So don't leave. Stay right there, Josh. You can do it. Okay. So we were talking about scuba diving. Get in there about scuba diving? He's gone.
Yeah. That's okay. I couldn't hear anything he said. I could see him talking and moving his hands and stuff, and everybody's just quiet.
Yeah, he was on there. I don't know why you can't hear him. That's bizarre.
Yeah, it's weird.
Maybe y'all signals are crossing.
I don't know. Too close together.
Is Jenny there?
Yeah, Jenny's right here next to me.
Put her on.
Come over here, Jenny.
Both of y'all, same time.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny.
I'm such a rookie. I don't realize that every time I can't hear you, I just need to log out and come back on.
Can you hear now?
Now we
Hi, Jenny.
Fine.
Hi, Jenny.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Now the circle is complete. How are we doing here?
You came back for Jenny, did you?
Yeah. Hey.
And not for Reed and
I? Mean, no, I couldn't hear you guys for a while. And
now you can?
Yeah, I can.
All right.
That was fantastic. So cool with Angel. And the story with that baseball player was amazing as well.
Well, I mean, Angel's in that league. He teaches, and he puts – He trains kids that are in high school. He puts he places them in college scholarships all over the country.
Yeah.
And also they have several hundred they put in the pros. So
what an that's amazing guy.
His other job besides radio. So cool. Jenny, tell us, how's it going? Tell me your story of what you've loved the most being back in Costa Rica this time.
Oh, this time? Geez, I don't know. Well, first and foremost, just being able to walk up and see my house. I cry every time.
I know.
I do every time. Jenny, origin story as well?
My origin
story. Oh, yeah, you got to tell us how y'all met. It was here.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And how she met Costa Rica and how this all happened.
PG version.
Yes, PG version, please.
where's my Kleenex? Let me get the tissues out. Oh, here we go. Okay,
I came out here. I wasn't happy in my life, so I came out where I'm like, I just need to see the nature. I've always wanted to do rainforest and marine biology or anything and everything. So nice. In my late 30s, I came out here just to get in the middle of nowhere in Karate, and I found this lodge, lookout in, and the manager was kind of a jerk to me.
Oh, I love him, but he's...
Oh, wait, who is it?
Terry.
Let's call him out.
No,
Terry Conroy.
No, it was Reed.
Terry.
It wasn't him?
It was
Reed?
It was John... No, it was John McEnroe, the guy with the headband. It was John McEnroe.
At that time, I was the manager of Lookout Inn.
I didn't know that.
So everything works out.
I was the manager at Lookout Inn for 2.5 years.
And I volunteered there, and he was kind of a meanie to me. But then when I was walking in the rain, he asked if I wanted to ride his motorcycle. And then a week later, they sold the place, and he went back to town. And he came back to me and asked me if I wanted to go with him. And I said yes.
All right.
And then how many years later you had the wedding?
6 years later, we had the wedding, and then that was 2 years ago. So that's been 8 years.
And we were both there.
Coming up.
I have a question. I want to have a question about the sea turtle projects. Any of y'all work with those?
Yeah.
In that area? I want to hear.
I worked with them before there was actually a co-prod or even like the sea turtle project in Karate. We did it as landowners in Karate. We started a Bavero where we were actually going out at night and doing patrols and picking up the sea turtle eggs. And taking them back and putting them in nests, man-made nests, and then taking them out when they hatched and taking them out and putting them in back where we approximately got them from.
Nah.
She's fine.
That was back before anybody started.
We're just laughing how we're so close
out here.
So
I remember taking some student groups out to build these little hatcheries out there.
Oh, okay.
You know, by the school, and part of their, I would take them on a 3-day kayak trip. Then we'd come back to town, head to Karate, and we'd work them for a day, and we'd plant these, you know, these things to protect the turtles down into the sand, right at the school there by Rio Oro.
And that's what that's past karate.
We put these
it?
Kids to work. You know what I mean? And all these volunteers that would come down back, you know, that's the whole volunteer system of people wanting to come down and help. You know, if you want to come help, we'll put you to work.
So I have a question for Jenny. I have a question. Jenny, did you work with the Sea Turtle Project?
I did not. No, I came down on work away. That's where I came. It was, I think you're thinking Claire. She did the monkeys.
Claire did the monkeys down. Okay, she worked in there in the monkeys.
That's an interesting story.
That's a very interesting story. She was in La Palma, right, for a while. It's near Puerto Jimenez.
And then she worked for Colleen, too.
Uh-huh, she did.
Yep.
It's awesome.
All these modern-day volunteer organizations, they don't volunteer. They pay a bunch of money to come down and do this stuff.
Right.
For these volunteer
organizations. People, they're like, we're paying to work. Like,
does anybody know anything about the sea turtle project there in Rincon?
Playa Blanca or
Rincon, Chantal, that area?
Okay.
The only That's turtle where... project I know anything about is the Copra one out in Karate.
Okay.
And the one in Rincon and Playa Colibri and this area, it's this one area that has this little bed of seagrass.
Yes, I know this story. Please tell
and
this.
And so the turtles come in there, and it's like it's one of the only places around.
They come in all the way from Galapagos.
Yeah, they've tracked these turtles from Galapagos to the OSA. This is such a long trip. And that grass must be really good. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's got to be some sweet-ass grass. Because they come all the way from Galapagos, and they come there every year, and they go back and forth. That's incredible, right?
Yes.
And we get to see them. And we see so many turtles here now. And the green sea turtle has been taken off of the endangered list, right? With the panda, you know, with whatever. Who knows even the pandas are real.
I'm going to get back to Reed in just a second. Reed, since you know the people out there in karate, right?
Mm-hmm.
The turtle people, the Sea Turtle Project.
Yeah.
So when I was in Australia in November for a month, that was the second that I've been there many, many times. But this time I got to stay with my friend again. Jenny Gilbert, she runs the sea turtle on the Great Barrier Reef. They have 7 turtle hospitals. They rescue them when they've been caught in nets, or they rescue when they had those big. They don't call them hurricanes. They have another
typhoons.
Storm. Typhoon.
It's a cyclone.
They had a big problems there, and so they rescued them. And they have 7 hospitals now. And she was in Costa Rica last year, and she was on the Caribbean, but she wants to come and. Stay for a month or so, and so you'll help me after the show get contact information for her, because I'm up in the other part of the OSA.
That's important. Like, where can people do the most good? Like, where should they go? You know,
I know the Coprat one out in Karate is a pretty big operation. They have dormitory housing, and they've got, you know, all the stuff all set up for people, for their volunteers.
I forget the name of the girl from England who's amazing that's out there.
Laura Exley.
Laura Exley.
She got married out there too, didn't she?
She's amazing. Yep. Like, you never would have expected her to be here. Like, she's been here over 10, 12 years now.
Yep.
Right? Like, you never would have expected that, you know, but she's still here. And so that means, like, she's really into it, and we need to have her on.
Oh, right? Yeah, because, for sure.
Absolutely.
She did great with her on.
You would never think she would eat a thing like, oh, she was a volunteer. And then now she's running the whole thing.
So Jenny, you know? I want to get more Jenny. She's being kind of quiet over there, and she is never quiet when I'm around her. So
I'm letting the boys have their moment.
Okay. Well, let's have Jenny moment. Okay. Tell me all the stuff you want to say.
Oh, geez, old Pete. I don't know. I'm just like super thrilled to see you first and foremost.
I know.
I've missed you. And we're just having a fantastic time here. Everything's great, you know. I unfortunately can't be here only 2 weeks right now, but I'm gonna come back in 5 weeks for another 2.5 weeks because I'm doing summer school.
Jenny?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you something? What do you do as a job that?
Oh,
and so you need a break to come down here. What do you
this
do?
This is gonna make me cry. Tell them your job.
Oh,
no,
okay, let's
do.
Stop. Maybe
it's so sweet.
You're a teacher.
I am. I'm a teacher. I'm a special education teacher. I've been teaching special education for I think 20 years now. I've been in the special education field for since I was in high school. I was working, I was helping tutor some of the special needs students at the high school when I was in high school. But anyways, at the moment I specialize in self-contained autistic spectrum disorder.
Yeah.
So
you have a lot of patience.
She has a big heart.
And that's why Reed's fine, but that's another story. But
she has plenty of training to deal with me.
No, yeah.
But a master's degree to deal in me.
When you need to relax and you need to get away from everything, and you come to Costa Rica and you feel the vibe of Costa Rica and how everything it really gets into you, right? And it makes you I don't know what it is. I don't know how to explain it, but maybe
I feel centered.
You can help me explain it. I don't know.
I feel centered. I feel like, you know, I could figure stuff out. I could I could make it work with whatever I needed here, just because it can take everything a little bit slower. At home, it's just always go, 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 go. And I always have to think about 25 different things at the same time. But here, if I'm like, you know what, I need to, I don't know, garden today, and that's all I do. I
yeah.
You know, grounding. This has happened. Talk about the go, go, go. I spent like between 6 and 7 months straight in Costa Rica. It's the longest I've spent without coming back here since the radio days in Costa Rica. But it was still in Costa Rica. And now I'm finding myself, where are all these? I mean, I'm in Central Texas. There's cars everywhere. I may see 5 cars on my way to town when I do go to town.
Yeah.
And the pace right. is everybody. It seems so fast. It's like a whirlwind in front of you. And I'm gonna get it.
To be honest, that was probably the hardest thing for me to get going back to the States after living out here and living out in Karate with a population of 20, and then going and then moving to, you know, basically suburban urban Detroit, and just like all the people and just people so close to you and so many cars. Like you didn't see that many cars in a month out there that you would see on your block in 1 hour.
I got flipped off yesterday, and then somebody driving behind me because I was going too slow. I was like, stop.
Well, we got flipped off yesterday on the ski mirror.
Flip me off. I haven't been flipped off.
Well, he deserved it. But and then you guys were working at like Ford Field, you know, which has like, you know, 80,000 people there. And then there's only 5,000 people in our town here. So it's, you know, it's a whole nother story.
I've gotten way less social since I've started coming here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, right?
I don't need somebody always around. You know, I don't need validation.
But
I
just, like, when you go and then you're looking people in the eye and you're smiling and waving at people, you know, and you're like, and then they're like, what the fuck are you looking at? And you're like, oh, shit, I forgot.
They're like, hola,
Pro Vida. Oh, yeah,
so I was driving
meet
the
someone
car.
From Costa Rica, like, oh yeah,
it was cute. I had the biggest laugh the other day. I was driving from the house to town, and I'm just driving. You know, we say hey to everybody, and this little cute girl, she just looks me dead in the eye. She goes, "Hola, gringa," and I'm like, "Yeah."
Didn't laugh for a good 15 minutes on that.
But hey,
oh, my God.
The cutest little, like, "Hola, gringa."
Oh, yeah.
She's a little girl.
This little girl is just
swinging on this little, the homemade swing of a 2x4 and some rope.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, gringa.
it was cute.
The first time someone called me, the guy's like, hey, gringo falso. And I was like, what? Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? What? And like, I was getting all mad. Like, no, that's a good thing. Like, you're a false gringo. I was like, okay. I'm not even sure what that means either, but that, no, that's a good thing.
So,
okay.
I want to get into a little something about Reed, because are you still working with veterans?
No, I haven't worked with the VA in a little over a year.
But you just said, was that a good experience?
Yeah, it was great. I did that for 3 years, basically driving all around the state of Michigan, working with the veterans. Picking them up at home and driving them to the VA and stuff. It was pretty cool, but it was a lot of miles and a lot of hours. And I got to meet all the veterans, hear all their stories, war stories. I got to meet some real honest to God, you know, war heroes, guys with bronze stars, silver stars, purple hearts, got to hear their stories. You ride in a car for 3 or 4 hours with these guys each way, and you hear the stories of real combat and hear what they went through and hear how they got their awards, you know? So it was pretty cool.
It had to be heavy on the heart.
It was at times, because there was a lot of these guys that aren't very well taken care of or supported by the government in any way. And they're fighting for their rights. Still, they're trying to get medical care. These guys and gals, the veterans, aren't being taken care of how they should be.
But guess what? You can listen to them for a little while, and at least someone can listen to them. And
they appreciate companionship they could get, and just
any kind of thing like this.
4 hours.
I get into all these other questions because, you know, we talk about Costa Rica, but you also want to know the people that, you know, end up there and their stories outside the country. Tell us. Yeah. I think we talked about it with you. I'm pointing at you, but you can't see my finger, Josh. What did you do? Tell me. I forget what all you did in California. When did you come here? How old are you?
Well, I mean, from L.A. to Costa Rica it's just I-5, right? It's the Pan American Highway.
Did y'all drive down?
It's 3,500 miles. I didn't drive down.
Hey, I did twice.
I drove down twice
from Lampasas to
Chicken. I was born in California. Then, my parents moved to Washington when I was about 12. Then I have a new school. I'm the new kid in high school and all this and this random town in Washington. And then later on, me and my dad's an old surfer guy, and we're looking through a surfer magazine, and we see a thing about Costa Rica. We're like, hey, let's go on a father-son trip to Costa Rica. It's like 1994.
So
we come down. We start off in Tamarindo. We go to Witch's Rock. We surf our way down the Pacific coast. We were in, and we took a taxi all the way from Jaco, from the Pacific coast, to Cahuita. It was $100. And like, how much to drive us to the other coast?
It's not that anymore, is it?
How much to drive us to the other coast of this country? He's like, $100.
Okay.
He drives us all the way over there. And, it was like 8-10 hours. Get over there. The guy has some food with us, has a couple drinks, and drives back. We're like, dude, you're leaving? You're going to go back?
So like, I've got to know. Wait, I haven't known how long you and Reed have known each other.
God. It's been,
I don't know. It's been a long time, 15 years or something. Like, well,
since I've been down here, I've known Josh. Josh has been around pretty much the whole time. I've been hanging on Puerto Manas.
He moved down here the same. I moved down here 22 years ago. I was like 2004, 1999, I landed, right? And then it was a couple years, and then I was like, how can I get down there? I was thinking,
I can't remember Puerto Manas without Josh.
it used to be more boring, but that's another.
I have to give some shout outs today. First of all, to Lyndall Lyndall Lucas Music on all the streaming platforms, who wrote that amazing song,
Jungle cool.
Jana on the radio. Which now, Sam's going to hear this. He's now recorded that with a whole band in a music recording studio.
No way.
Yes,
way.
He did. Also to Osa Tourism, to Chris. OsaTourism.com. Anything you want to do in the Osa Peninsula, it's there.
Yep. It's a directory. It's a directory for everything on the Osa. It's got way more information that you'd think you'd ever need. And there's all kinds of documentaries and stuff. And
documentary, YouTube, right? Goldwalker. And we're gonna get Chris on here at one point.
Chris has done some really good like little documentaries on the history of the Osa Peninsula.
Yeah, that Goldwalker is
the Goldwalker and interviewing Patrick.
He really knows what he's doing with these documentaries. Yeah, they're so nice.
He interviewed what's the Polanco?
Anita
Polanco. Thank you, Josh. Yeah. Old woman Anita.
Yeah.
Interviewed all kinds of people that have been in this town for their whole lives. For 100
years. And when they speak Spanish, it's subtitled in English. Those few interviews that are in Spanish.
Right. Yeah. And I watch these videos with my neighbors, my Tico neighbors here, like old school people. And they recognize these people.
And we know some of these. There's some of those people.
We know them, but they know these old school people too. Yeah. When I get to hang out with my neighbors, and they're like, oh my God, I know this guy. He's from, from the jungle gold miner guy.
Well, Josh, there was a land for people in LA. There was a gold rush in California.
Yeah, that was the 1880s.
Yeah, and there was gold rush in Costa Rica. Go ahead.
100 years later.
100 years later.
Down here.
I mean, and that documentary is insane because he got to film all this and interview all these people and how it was and get old.
I know. These people are just, they're so honest and they're so real. You're feeling it,
That's the thing. The other day when we were out at La Leona, I was telling these guys the story of Salsipuede. And back in the 1800s, they would dump the worst of the criminals of all of Central America off on this point. They would maroon them and desert them. And self-employed, it basically means leave if you can. If you can make it out of here alive, you're free. Yeah. But these guys came here and they found all this fresh water and meat and fruits and vegetables.
Then they found gold.
And then they found gold.
Then they found gold and they're like.
Then they came back and they're like, hey, this is not a punishment. Like,
yeah, right. All these guys became rich. What? And then they started all these settlements. And that's basically how the southern part of Costa Rica.
It is. And that documentary is unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know if that's part of the documentary or not, but
well, I think there's some descriptions. Well,
maybe our documentary, because maybe the world has dropped us off here. Maybe we're the cast-offs of the new. Anyway,
that part of the documentary is talked about in that film.
Yeah,
and then it was Goldwalker Patrick O'Connor who came down.
Yeah,
he's one of the first people I met when I came there.
Yeah, I met Patrick a long time ago. I was in love with his daughter.
Okay, now
she was a Golden Glove boxer. She was a super cool chick.
Yeah,
not that I don't have a super chick, but you know,
I got to hang out with Oscar Arias. Remember the president, Oscar Arias?
Yes, I know. I do. I have a picture.
Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Yeah.
So then I have his daughter on the boat. I'm like, wow, it's really too bad. You look just like him.
Oh, you should not.
Wow.
Oh my!
But anyway, that's a whole other story. We have this. We have this for next week as well. We have all kinds of stories. The Osa, Peligrosa, you know it's amazing down here, right? And
it's a nice sunny place for shady people.
Exactly.
Well, it was in the early days, right? They're not getting away with that anymore.
And the unwanted.
The home of the wanted and the unwanted, basically.
But again, so just on a quick side note, we're almost like the first people that have ever lived here. You know what I mean? Like, no one's ever lived on the OSA. It's only been like 100 years.
You know, since the criminals.
Before then, no one lived here. So we're
pioneers.
I know. I'm not trying to say we're pioneers or anything. You know, but again, we're the first people dealing with shit here. We're the first people that have ever lived in an area like this.
I'm going to have to interrupt you and say that's not true. Because those Nobi Territorial, the indigenous people came up from the south several thousand years ago.
Yeah.
They lived in the mountains.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know.
Then there's that. I only know this because one of them had the first radio show in Costa Rica from indigenous community on Rainforest Radio. This is how I know this.
Yeah, thank you for calling him out on that.
I had to call him out on that one.
I'll go over that a little later.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Jenna, how about – so I thought of you the other day.
Okay.
This is totally off topic. So the first time I met you was at Johanna's Soda. Soda Johanna.
Oh, is that when the – oh, no, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
And the bee stung me in the mouth?
So we're just chatting real quick.
Tell the story.
Oh, come on.
Reed wants me to meet his good friend, Jana. I'm so excited. I got to make a good impression. She's got to like me because Reed really likes her. And so we're at Soda Johanna, and we get the cafe with the all that stuff. And we're just chatting a little bit. I'm just nervous. And then you just go, and you spit your coffee all over me.
All over her and her leg. Because the bee was in the coffee cup. It went into the roof of my mouth and stung me. And I spit the bee out, but I still had the stinger in the roof of my mouth. And Reed's over there like, there's a hospital right around the corner from us. Do I need to take you over there? I said, just wait. It may not swell up. That was our first meeting.
Yeah. And then the other day, a week and a half ago.
Oh, we have to wrap up the show now. I'm sorry. We're going to have you back on for another.
I
get the message. We're going to wrap up this edition of this Jungle Janna Radio live on LA Talk Radio. And hey, we got
love
to meet a superstar, like, you know, a Hall of Famer today. Way to go.
Love you guys.
Just another day.
Love all you guys.
Oh, you met Josh.
Well, next week. We'll see you then.
Burlita.
All right. We'll see you later. Thanks for having us
on. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Ciao, guys.
You're listening to Jungle Janna Radio with Jungle Janna and Angel Garcia, only on LA Talk Radio.